Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. And with us now in the studio is Tony Cross from Top Trader. So, Tony, all eyes on the euro this week, it seems.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been obviously quite an eventful night with the Italian referendum result. Some big gaps coming out on euro crosses there. And now, obviously, we're straight into the... Well, obviously, there's plenty more to come out the back of Italy. Draghi speaking, I think, 2 p.m. GMT this afternoon. Any clues he has there as to whether... or the scale of any QE that's going to follow off the back of this can be closely followed. And then obviously the Supreme Court review into the Article 50 appeal. So, there's going to be plenty of action, I think, on the euro.
And all our guests seem to be downplaying the votes both in Italy and Austria. Are you on board with that?
Well, I think the Austrian one is of less consequence. It's been the safer, the more in line with the status quo outcome there. But the problem we have now is Italy. I'm a little bit more wary about this. I think there could be more to come off the back of this. You know, there's uncertainty as to the extent of what the impact's going to be. Can it be constrained? Yes, they have more options open to them than they did in 2008 in the banking crisis back then, but you know, this isn't great. To you know, we're nearly a decade on now, and we've still got these same or very similar looking issues hanging over the sector, going to constrain growth in the eurozone for some years to come.
Isn't that the point, though? You know, we are nearly a decade into this, and it's like it's old news, like banking crisis, you know, this, that. I mean, it's like the market really is just...
Well, yeah, but it's supposed to be cyclical, isn't it? It's supposed to come back out of it. So.
No, there's no chance. It's what, Hotel California. You go in, you can never come out again. But, I mean, the ECB, Draghi, you know, they managed to, they are Teflon institutions, and they've managed to, you know, fudge and finesse everything. I mean, this, you know, the Greek thing has gone away, and... You know, it's all...
Although you say the Greek thing gone away, I saw a surprising headline on the BBC website this morning to say that...
It's come back.
Yeah, come back, yeah. Sort it out or leave. Again, which is perhaps that was just someone refreshing an old story from, again, a decade ago. But, you know, it's... there's a limit to this, and I think especially as interest rate policies start to diverge with the US, we're looking at, obviously, a rate hike this month. Again, the jury's out as to just how aggressive the Fed are going to have to be in 2017. I think obviously last week's wage data was.
I was banking on Yellen's next, you know, in a couple of weeks, saying we're not raising rates because of the turmoil in the eurozone. That'd be their excuse for not doing anything again.
You think so?
That's
yeah,
never
just
going to
cold
happen.
Weather. You know, they come up with anything. Cold weather in winter, we can't raise rates.
No, I think there's going to be that need to manage inflation, but I think the inflationary pressures in the US aren't as great as some are painting, and I say especially that falling wage data last.
Okay, let's move on to your slides.
Yep.
So the first one we have pound versus yen.
This is just a couple of this is a position that one of the prop desk traded successfully on last night, was to take a short position on sterling yen going into the weekend break, and quite an impressive gap open there on a, you know, what might be seen as a bit of a left field pair. Obviously, the read across from sterling into the or from the euro woes into sterling was to play for there, but quite a nice little 200 pip trade there picked up on the downside. So a good call from the prop desk last night.
Okay, and moving on to the euro dollar.
Yeah, and again, just another one off the back of that gap lower this morning. We saw people buying into euro dollar at 105.50. This is the prop desk's view, different to mine. I'm not quite as confident as to how sustainable that rally is going to be, or whether we're going to see.
I mean, it was strange that the markets were. I mean, the euro was relatively strong. The DAX and the indices were relatively strong on Friday, and you would have thought that nobody in the right mind would want to be long of the euro and long of the indices, over that weekend, because literally anything could have happened.
Yeah.
And they held the markets really, you know, really high on the. On the close on Friday, and there was that opportunity on the sterling yen, as you showed. But I mean, how much do you think the whole Renzi Austrian thing was already in the price? I mean, was it just basically baked in?
Well, I think the Renzi one was largely baked in, or because it was certainly the bookies had a clear differentiator on the odds. All the polls
couldn't get it wrong again anyway, could it?
All the polls were suggesting that it was going to be quite a comprehensive no vote. I think the challenges are the implications being priced in properly. If we look at euro dollar, obviously the big number that keeps coming up there is, are we going to get back to parity on it? I've heard quite a few good arguments to say why that won't happen, even with the diverging interest rate policy. So I think it's what this leads to next. Are we going to see more unwinding, more fractures opening up across Europe? What happens next with the status quo? There's things like the krona. Is that going to be? Are they going to look to break the peg there? That's come up several times over the last few years. I think this is a sort of fringe event that we're not really accounting for in the new year. And so. This would suggest that it was largely baked in. I think the thing to watch for now, though, is what Draghi says this afternoon, what comes out next, what this actually means for the markets and how the markets are supposed to...
Because obviously the ECB wants a weaker euro, so that's what he wants. He would like it to be down towards parity to boost the economies of Europe.
Well...
So
I think this sort of parity to 105 is probably... an achievable range. If you just look at the pure interest rate assessment or the outlook there, then really, it should be working its way down in much the same way as dollar yen's worked its way, or even euro yen's worked its way so comfortably up over the last month or so. This is an interesting point, but I think a lot of the negatives were baked in from the outcome of the result, but it's what happens next that we're not accounting for.
Tony, thank you. Tony Cross there from Top Trader.